5-6% of our budget being guaranteed. So if you do that, we now have the fee revenue and the property tax and the RDA revenue guaranteed. And then I would agree with my K-12 colleagues. The other piece of stability would be to reject the debt being put into Prop 98. That's a 5-year commitment to K-14 education and what we can do. Now, where I guess we differ a little bit is the issue of the deferral buy-down, and that's increased from $210 million to $313 million by the May revise, is that my clients, including two of the districts you heard from today, in fact, Chancellor Constance Carroll was on the phone today, and Chancellor Sandra Serrano from Kern, and Bryce Harris from Los Rios, Dan LaVista from Los Angeles. If they had their way, what they are facing, the biggest public policy issue in higher education, is that we've turned away in community colleges, CSU and UC, upwards to 400,000 to 500,000 students didn't get a class this year, that want to get a BA, a certificate, or go to basic skills. If they had their way, they'd say, put all that $313 million into access. Now, given a number of issues, including some districts couldn't grow, my clients can grow. My clients could take all that and pick it up. But if you put it around $200 million into that, that's 100,000 students next year that would get a class if the initiative passes. And what they're able to do is they won't spend that money. They will wait till November, and if the initiative passes in November, they will add into their intercession, they will add in the spring, and they'll add in the summer. Now, there are some districts, like small districts, that are going to have some difficulty. They'll have a year to grow. And we do think there's some stability issues, which we did last year, we need to do with the small districts. But we're urging you to reject the deferral, and Mr. Wright's right. We want to provide classes and get students out in 2 or 3 years rather than 4 or 5 years, or 6 years, those that are transferring into 4-year schools. Now, we do think, with the rest of the money, that you ought to make an initial investment into the Student Success Task Force recommendation, which is to take this new matriculation fund and create a more open Student Success Fund. We'd like to see an initial investment on that. And if, with that, we need some time, but we'll focus on tactics that we know that are going to bring student success. And the rest of that money will go across the board to categoricals. So a little bit different than K-12 on the allocation, but if we could fix that RDA, that stability, put some money into access, we'll provide the access, we'll pick up some of that steam next year if the initiative passes. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, any other comments, public comments? Senator Keynes?
Can I get a clarification on RDA revenue from finance? Because I'm still trying to get back to this tax increment issue. So if RDAs have been eliminated, and there was a tax increment going into the RDAs, and the RDAs don't exist anymore, then that tax increment ought to go back into the general fund. And so I like clarity in terms of what's happening on that front.
So Thomas Todd with Finance again. It's true that, that we've sort of wound down the ability for RDAs to operate prospectively. There are some debt obligations, though, that they, still have to retire, and we have to recognize those. And that's why we've, we have these recognized obligation payment schedules that folks are going through. So it's the increment of pass-through that we're expecting to increase is, as we wind down, these debts, these debts can only be on the books for a finite period of time, and so at some point they're going to have to be retired. And when they're retired, then we should fully expect that any revenue that these former RDAs received will be distributed to all the other taxing agencies within the county. It's a question of how quickly that's going to happen, whether that's going to be litigated, whether some of that will be blocked. And so, some of those issues are out of our control in terms of the litigation. What we're trying to get our hands around is we have essentially a team of staff looking at right now are these ROPs to see what costs are legitimate, which ones need to be taken care of. Are there legal obligations that must be satisfied, from these former RDAs, or are these just additional projects and priorities that folks would like to undertake? And so that's a question that's being sorted out right now.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay. This is a moving target. We will see you back here tomorrow. Today's Monday? Tuesday. Childcare, yes, tomorrow, Tuesday. Wednesday, we'll see you tomorrow. And then we'll see you Friday.
Yes.
Maybe.
Oh, yes, Friday.
Yes, Friday. To start our weekend.
The question is, what day is it today?
What day is it today? It's Tuesday. I got it. I'm glad I show up. Meeting adjourned. Thank you.